A new year of Welcome to the Bay podcast is upon us. So get ready for more fun and more guests and more action from Summer Bay.
Thank you so much for having me. What a great podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you guys.
You flaming drongo.
Welcome to the Bay.
All right, everybody. Hello, and we are back for another year of all new Welcome to the Bay podcast. And with me today to ring in the new season is none other than my co-host for today, Tori. Welcome back to the show. How are we?
Hello, I'm great. Thank you.
That's good to hear. Fantastic. But that's not all for today, because also with us today to bring in the new season is none other than Jessica Redman. Welcome to the show, Jess.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
No worries. No worries. So as most of you listeners know, we do love a little fan versus actor sort of thing that we get going on the show. So we're going to have Tori going up against Jess today. Are we both ready?
Yeah,
yes, ready when you want. Let's do it.
Awesome. So the first question, we'll get Tori to answer first. A storyline that you would give Harper.
So obviously we don't know a lot about what Harper wants from life yet, but okay, I have two. I can't choose between them. So firstly, I would like to see an adoption storyline with her. I really want an adoption on the show, but I'd like one of the younger characters to kind of go through that. And my other option would be an LGBT storyline, because we haven't had one of those in quite a while. And I feel like Harper would really, it would be really interesting to see her go through that kind of finding her sexuality kind of thing.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Okay, should I jump in?
Yeah. What have you got for us?
Yeah. I really love that. I'll sort of jump onto the back of Tori's storyline there. And I think it's interesting being the actor playing the character, because you're the one that obviously has to sort of live through the choices and what the character goes through. So, but I think that if an LGBTQ storyline would be fantastic as a social worker in terms of guiding a young person in the community that's coming out, that would be phenomenal. I would absolutely love that. And because I personally, in my own life, have been surrounded by the queer community, and I've spent such a long part of my life being within the queer community, I think it would be really beautiful to bring a lot of that to light and to guide and help a young person sort of navigating how to come out, not only to their parents, their family, or even just within the community. That would be a great storyline.
And it'd be very unique as well. Like, we don't see much of that type of stuff on our screens as well. So that would be a good thing to do. So we've got our next question. The thing you love most about Harper?
I just like how warm she is, how she's always wanting to help people, how she always goes out of her way, especially to help people like Tane. She sees someone who's struggling and she's straight over to them, and I love that about her. But she can also be fun at the same time and a bit silly sometimes, which is, it's nice to see both sides of that in a character.
Yeah, I love that you can see. I try my best not to be too serious, because I think that Harper is a very serious character, because she did grow up essentially raising her younger sister Dana. I think she can fall into the trap of being a bit too serious, so it's really nice to that, you know, other people have noticed that I can bring the fun and the excitement to that character as well, and not be too serious all the time. I think I would love, what was the original question?
Your favorite thing about Harper.
My favorite thing about her. I guess I do really love that she's such an empath, and I think that's, again, why she's a social worker, because she's so empathetic and she can really, she's really great at helping people. Sometimes I think being empathetic can be a bit of a double-edged sword, but I do really love that about her, that she's very incredibly caring, and she also puts her moral compass first. I think when she when she chose not to engage with Tana in a sort of romantic or sexual relationship, she was putting her job first, and the fact that she had counseled Felicity, you know, previously, that it was more important to her to put her morals and her, and just to be, put her job first instead of putting her own personal life first. And I really admire that in her character.
Yeah, I think that's something everybody admires in her. So we've seen a few things with Harper already, but what about a new friendship or relationship that you guys would like to see?
So in terms of friendship, it has to be Bree, because Bree's my other favourite character, and they're both very warm characters, but they also struggle with certain things, and I feel like they could help each other out, and together they'd be really strong, probably a bit difficult to beat, which is maybe why they're not friends already. But yeah, I think they'd have a really nice friendship. In terms of relationships, I know Stephanie, who plays Eden, did mention that she'd like Harper and Eden to be together. So I think that would be really interesting to see. So that's, in terms of relationship, that would be quite interesting for me.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love Steph. She's so beautiful. I would love to be with a friendship with any of those characters on the show. Honestly, we are so fortunate to all really enjoy each other's company. I mean, Steph and Juliet, I just adore. Kirsty, I could name all of them. I just really adore all of their company. And when we get to work on set together, it's so fun. If I had to choose one, you know what, I have to say Emily Weir, because Mackenzie, I would love Harper to be better friends with Mackenzie, because I just adore Em, and we spend a lot of time outside of work together, and she's just such great fun. I think in terms of a romantic relationship, I'd love for some mysterious kind of ex-boyfriend to come to the bay and, spicy. You know, sort of make it a little spicy, ruffle some feathers. I think that would be really interesting, and, you know, just kind of get Harper off guard and absolutely, you know, sort of make her feel uncomfortable. I would love to see that on the show. That'd be interesting.
See it grow and stuff. That'd be very interesting.
Yeah.
So this last one, it ties kind of back to that question. Who would you guys like to see Harper have a few more scenes with?
Basically anyone, but I really love her scenes with John. And I just love John on screen. He's so funny. So I feel like he would bring out more of the funny side in Harper as they get to know each other more. So I feel like I always say John for this question.
Yeah, you love John. You're a big Johnny boy fan.
I love Harper and John scene. So I'm going with John this time.
Gosh, you know what? That's hard for me to not say John as well, because Shane Whittington is one of the greatest actors I've worked with, in terms of, he is just, every time I see him, he honestly will say to me, he'll be like, "Are you groovy, baby?" And I'll be like, "Yeah, I'm groovy, baby." He is such a breath of fresh air, and he just keeps the place so energetic. I adore him so much. But if I was to choose someone else, do you know who I love working with is Georgie Parker. I mean, it goes without saying that she's just fantastic to play off and to kind of, to riff. Actually, just recently, I think it was literally last night, an episode aired of Georgie and Harper, of Rue and Harper in Salt, discussing fostering the baby. And, you know, we got told that that scene was being thrown into the schedule literally that morning. Oh, so Georgie and I had to learn our lines within probably an hour and a half of stepping on set and doing the scene. And that's probably one of the greatest experiences I've had. You know, I've had a lot of great experiences on set, but to work with her and to kind of just be such, I mean, she's been in the industry for so long. She's such a brilliant actor, but yeah, I do really love working opposite Georgie Parker and Shane. I mean, who could beat John?
Both legends.
He's just so funny. He's legends. Just so funny.
We've had them both on the show as well. And they've also said they'd love some more work with the younger cast like you guys and the new ones that are coming through as well. So I think it's a two-way road.
Yeah, great.
All right, so that will wrap up our first segment of Tori versus Jez. So now we'll sink our teeth into the deeper questions, you know. So what we've got going on here, Jez, you joined the show, your first scene probably aired September, I think it was, so it's probably about a year now. How has it been like in that first year, sinking your teeth into the work and getting down to business?
Yeah, do you know what? We're recording this on what, March the 20th?
20th, yeah.
I actually started filming, I think if my memory recalls correctly, it was about the 21st of March last year. So it's almost a year since I,
happy one year.
Why, thank you. And do you know what? When we're about to break for Easter, and when we return from the Easter break, I will have filmed 100 episodes. So it's we really make the show. But it has been fantastic. Like, what an honor and a privilege as an actor to get to work on a show like this. And it really is true what they say about it being a training ground for actors, because we make it so quickly that you have to think on your feet so fast as an actor, and you learn so many different elements of the film and TV industry, and you have to apply them so quickly. So it really is. And, at the same time, it's such a joy and such a pleasure to work with the actors that we get to work with. So it's been really such a privilege. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
And I think we've still got a lot more to see of Harper, because she's only been around for 9 months, I think it is. And there's more layers that we're going to see to her. But what is it like to play Harper? Is she quite similar to you, or different, or is it a mix of both?
Do you know, I actually said to Ali Harris, who plays Dana, not that long ago, I said, I feel like Harper is the conservative version of Jess, that she is the version of Jess that Jess wishes she could be. But sometimes, because as a person myself, I'm quite eclectic. I can be really brash occasionally, and then sometimes we all do it, we say things and then we go, oh gosh, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. And so as a character, I kind of rein it in a little bit, and I try but do you know what, I try my best to break that mold all the time as well, because we have to make these characters as realistic as possible. And as real human beings, we all make mistakes, we all say things we shouldn't. And so it's really good to lean into that reality, because I think that painting a world that is perfect, or quote unquote perfect, is not real. That's not realistic. So I try my best for Harper to be the most real version, I guess, that I possibly can. But at the same time, I very much make her the version of Jess that Jess wishes she was.
Half Jess, half Harper.
Half Jess, half Harper.
And so we spoke about it earlier, but why do you think that Harper was drawn to Tane from her early days? Do you think there's a reason for that, or?
Do you know, I think that much like Jess, I think Harper being a social worker and being the empath that she is, she spots a broken bird, and she does everything that she can to fix it. And so she saw Tane in an hour of need, where he was going through, the breakup of his marriage. Yeah. He was having a really tough time. And she spots those kind of things from a mile away. And she notices his struggle, and she can't help but try her best to help him in that hour of need. So I mean, yeah, I must say that Jess has had her moments in my 32 years where I've spotted a broken bird and I've tried to fix them. So I can relate to Harper in that instance. But yeah, I think that's why she gravitated to him.
And there's a lot of you in the cast. It's an ensemble, really, of a cast. But who did you instantly hit it off with? Did you have to do like a chemistry test with Ali?
Yeah. So Ali and I were both flown, along with a lot of other actors and great actors in this country, to Sydney. We were all flown into Sydney, and there's probably about 20 of us, and we all sort of went into the room and we got mixed and matched together. Some people were auditioning for both Harper and Dana. Some people were just auditioning. I was just auditioning for Harper. I originally actually auditioned for Dana. Oh, and wow. Then casting realized I was not as young as I used to be. And then, and then I went for Harper. But, so we did a chemistry test, and Ali and I just sort of hit it off. And I think, do you know what, even more so once we started filming, that Ali and I, our our bond and our friendship just developed more and more. And now when we're on set together, I honestly, when I pick up the scripts and I look at the scripts, whenever I see it's Dana and Harper, I don't give the scenes too much energy because I know that I can trust that it will be good because her and I have such a dynamic chemistry. But I like to think so. I hope that the audience agrees with me.
Yeah, definitely. But,
oh, good, good. Because I think Ali and I just get along so well, and I think that really works for sisters and sort of, you know, when sisters bicker and things like that, it makes it so easy when you get along with someone to fight with them on screen because it means that, you know, you can make it organic and it can be authentic. And then at the end of the day, you give each other a hug and, you know, you get on with your day. So, yeah, I'm really fortunate to have entered the show with Ali, that's for sure.
Yeah, do you think that helped you both ease into it, joining the show with Ali?
Yes, 100%. I think because I've walked into shows that are pre-established in the past. I did a show called 800 Words, which was another Channel 7 drama many years ago, and that was already established. That was in its third season when I went on as a series regular, and I entered alone, but I guess I was younger and so I was a bit more, but as you get older, it gets a little more daunting as you enter, you know, and I mean, it's Home and Away. So it's obviously been well established for a very long time, but it just makes it that little bit easier when you walk into a show with someone else and you can kind of, you know, they're like a sounding board for you and you can lean on them, which is really wonderful. It's really nice.
Yeah. And so let's shift away from the shores of Summer Bay. And I believe you are an ambassador for Dementia Australia. What, can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, that's right. So, So my mum was sadly was diagnosed with younger onset dementia about 10 years ago. And so when I started to, build a bigger profile as an actor, I started to do a lot of things with Dementia Australia. I would host a lot of events for them, like their memory walk and jog and things like that, that are held all across the country. And then when I joined Home and Away, they were really lovely and gave me the ambassador role. So I now I've been inaugurated as one of their ambassadors for Dementia Australia, which is really fantastic because it means that I get to spread the word on what dementia is. And I think more specifically in regard to my personal experience is that my mum had younger onset dementia, because a lot of people think that dementia is just associated with old people, and it's not. My mum was in her 50s, and a lot of people can be much younger than that. They can be in their 20s, their 30s, even children get diagnosed with dementia. So I think that's the specific sort of take home, not mantra, but the key kind of thing that I wanted people to know is that dementia is not necessarily an old person's disease. And that's why I kind of joined Dementia Australia as an ambassador.
Yeah. And the other thing is it affects so many families. Like, as you could talk to anyone and they'd probably have an experience with it. I know I have. I'm sure Tori probably has somewhere. And it's good to see ambassadors like yourself and all others raising awareness about it, because we need it, don't we?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, there's like I think the statistic is 7 out of 10 people are affected by dementia in Australia. Oh, wow. So whether that be someone who is directly, whether it's a loved one or someone that's directly affected, or whether it's someone that they just know through connection. But it's quite a large statistic. And the more awareness that we can bring to what dementia is and what the different forms of dementia are, because there are 100 different forms of dementia, Alzheimer's being the most common. So I think a lot of people are unaware of what that is and the specifics around it. So the more awareness that we can bring to it, the better. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're not at work, what else do you get up to in your spare time? Are you beachy, crafty, artsy?
Well, when I'm not at work, I love yoga. I go to a lot of yoga classes. I love dancing. So I dance a lot. I grew up dancing as a kid, so I love going back to dance classes and doing that kind of thing. I love seeing my friends, and I mean, you can probably see in the back of my dog there,
Yeah,
she's
oh.
asleep. But I love taking her to the park. So I spend a great deal of time throwing a tennis ball to my dog at the park. That's probably my favorite downtown time.
Oh, brilliant. I love that. Now, finally, before we let you go today, is there any little things you can tell us about what might be coming up on the show for Harper?
Oof. Harper has a big year ahead. A
Oh.
big year ahead. Yeah. Challenge a lot of challenges. A lot of challenges. And some scary things, some very exciting things. But it's gonna be a rocky road. It'll be very interesting. I'm excited for the audience to see
Yep.
what's in in tail for Harper. But yeah, it's
Everyone
exciting.
stay
It's exciting for
tuned.
Jess to get to do it. Yeah.
Oh, sink your teeth into some gritty stuff. Awesome. Well, that will round out today's episode. Thank you so much, Jess, for hopping on with us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Stand up, Blimey Broadway.
Thank you so much for having me. What a great podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you guys.
You Flamin' Drongo.